Coming up this Thursday, April 20th from 4 to 5 p.m., the Friends of the Chapel Hill Public Library are hosting another Meet the Author Tea. They do this every month with an author, oftentimes local, sometimes from far away. This month's author is Tim Cruthers. He's a former Sports Illustrated writer, now with UNC as a journalism professor, co-author of Roy Williams' autobiography. He wrote a biography of Anton Dorrance. Most recently, though, he's the author of The Queen of Katwe, about a woman who grew up in the slums of Uganda and became an international chess champion. This got turned into a major movie last year, and he's going to be at the Chapel Hill Public Library this Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. for the Meet the Author Tea. Everyone's invited out to that, and Tim Cruthers joins us now by phone. Thanks for being here today.
Aaron, it's my pleasure.
So tell us about The Queen of Katwe. It's an incredible story. How did you find it?
Well, the people who are local will appreciate this story. I was at Squid's Restaurant, where a lot of locals have eaten seafood during their time here in Chapel Hill. And I was doing an appearance for the Roy Williams book. And at the end of my speech, a gentleman came up to me and said, "I have a good story for you." And as a journalist, you hear that a lot. And it isn't always a great story, as you can imagine. But this particular one was about a 9-year-old girl who had did not read or write. She was she was struggling to find a meal every day, and she lived in one of the more troubling slums in the world, in Katwe, Uganda. And yet she had despite her issues, she had met a man who had offered to teach her the game of chess. And there was no word for chess in her language. It could not have been a more foreign concept to her at the time. But this man, a Ugandan missionary himself by the name of Robert Katende, offered to teach Fiona the game of chess. And turned out that Fiona was a prodigy, that she was someone who really understood the game. And within 4 years, Robert had helped coach her to the point where she became an international chess champion. And when this gentleman came up and told me this story that he'd read in his church newsletter, I thought, oh my gosh, I need to pursue this a little bit. And within a few months, I found myself on a plane to Uganda, and my life had been changed forever.
That's incredible. So tell us about the journey to Uganda then. You met her, you spoke with her, what was it like?
Well, I'd never been to Africa before, and so this was obviously an eye-opening experience. It's a place that I had always been curious about going, but I'd never been able to go. And in September of 2010, I visited Katwe, and I met Robert and Fiona in Katwe. And, when you first walk into Katwe, I mean, it's obviously not something that is anything that I'd seen before. And it takes a while to get accustomed to it, and But I met a girl who was clearly someone who had done something extraordinary, and I just wanted to figure out how to pursue that story. Initially, we had our issues in terms of someone just coming in, a stranger from the other side of the world, who she wasn't sure exactly what I was doing there or what I was about, but eventually we kind of got bonded together. And on that very same trip, we actually flew together to Siberia, in the middle of nowhere in Russia, where she was competing in the 2010 Chess Olympiad. And so I spent some time with her there and watched her play chess there. And I could see the story at that point developing, and I spoke to Robert at that point, very early in the process, and I told him at that point that this is going to be a little bigger than a magazine story, which is what I had originally intended it to be, that this had the potential to be a book. And at that point, I had no idea that it would be also a movie at some point, but I knew we were at the beginning of something big.
Speaking with Tim Cruthers, and again, the book is The Queen of Katwe. It has, as I just mentioned, it's been turned into a major motion picture. What was that like for you and also for Fiona? Because that's got to be overwhelming for anyone to see their work or their life turned into a movie like that.
Yeah, well, I spoke to Fiona not too long ago, and uh, she, she told me that she's now been to so many movie premieres that she's basically got it memorized now, and she doesn't need to actually see the movie anymore. And that the whole thing, I think, for her, she still jokes with me that she's never read the book. So I mean, it's just like, why would I need to read it? I already know what my story's all about. And you know, she's just a very humble person who has not been affected in any way by the fame that surrounds her. But for me, it was just I never thought in a million years that a story basically about Uganda and chess would have enough appeal to a studio like Disney to take it on as a movie project. But to their credit, they recognized that this isn't just a story about Uganda and chess, but it's a story about an underdog, a story about a girl who had no business accomplishing what she's done, and doing so nonetheless, and the impact that could have on other people. Early on in the process, someone came up to me and said, if you're going to do this story, don't do it for Fiona, do it for all of the other Fionas.
Yeah.
And I didn't really understand exactly what that meant at the time. Until now I do, having seen the impact of the book and the movie. I understand that the world is full of Fionas, and that's not just in Africa or anywhere else in the world, but it's right here in Chapel Hill. I've seen Fiona. Fiona has come to the U.S. and I've seen the way that she interacts with kids here in the U.S. and I can see the impact that she has on them. So there are Fionas all over the world, and any of them who get connected to this story, whether it's to the book or the movie, are going to have their lives changed by it, and that's really the value that it has at this point.
Well, it really underscores just the long shot nature of someone who is a chess prodigy and grows up in a world where there is no word for chess. Learning how to play this game and being exposed to it just makes you think, how many great grandmasters never learned to play chess? How many great poets never learned to write? How many great artists never learned to paint? And it really underscores the fact that potential could be in anyone.
Of course, and that's it. And that's, it doesn't have to be chess, obviously. What we want to do through the story is inspire people to figure out whatever it is that is their passion, whether it be chess or whether it be, whatever it might be. We want them to have a dream. Fiona, when she was growing up initially in Katwe is not is not a place where dreams are really fostered. Mm-hmm. You're just trying to survive from day to day. There's no talk about what is your dream to be someday. Your dream is just to survive the day and get to the next one. And so for Fiona, it wasn't until she met Robert and had a chance to be introduced to chess that she was understood what a dream even was. And that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to figure out, to help people realize that they can have a dream, first of all, and then once they have it, that even if there are many, many hurdles in their way, that it's possible that they can actually achieve that dream. I mean, if Fiona can do it with all of the hurdles that she had to clear, our hope is that other people will see that story and say, man, if she can do it, wow, I think I can do it too.
Speaking with Tim Cruthers, who's the author of The Queen of Katwe, UNC professor, is going to be the author at the Friends of the Chapel Hill Libraries Meet the Author Tea, which is Thursday, 4 to 5 p.m. at the library. Come at 3:30 for refreshments. The actual tea itself is from 4 to 5. Everyone's invited. It's free. Tim, I have to ask, what have you experienced that firsthand? Have you, all of your travels and movie premieres and reading the book and just encountering people who've been touched by the story, who have you come across who has been inspired in that way to pursue a dream or realize that they have a dream that didn't before because of this story?
Yeah, the fun part is, I don't know all the, I don't know the impact that it's having in all of the places. I mean, the book's been published all over the world. The movie's been shown all over the world. So what might be happening in China and Brazil and Fiji right now, I have no idea, but I can tell you what I've seen locally, and that is, my son was at Glenwood Elementary School, a third grader, in 2012 when Fiona first visited. And she came into his class, and we asked the kids, how many of you know how to play chess? And two out of the 20 kids raised their hand. Mm. And I thought, well, this could be a little bit of a challenge. And then Fiona sat down and started teaching them chess, and everyone gathered around, and they were all just really inspired. And so Robert and Fiona were both there, and they sat down with the kids and taught them how to play chess that day. And the kids seemed to really enjoy it. And I thought, well, that was a fun day. You know, I hope that has some inspiration for the future. And we asked the kids the next week after Robert and Fiona had left, would you like to play again the next week? And they said yes. And so they played again the next week and the week after that. And it just ended up carrying on through the rest of the semester. And now there's a chess club at Glenwood that did not exist before, that we have unofficially dubbed the Fiona Mutez Chess Club, that teaches 250 kids how to play chess every year. So, you know, you can see the macro and the micro in the way that that this story has inspired kids. But as the I run that chess club, and I know that to this day, even though that was 6 years ago, 7 years ago, or actually 5 years ago, that the kids today are still inspired by that day 5 years ago when first visited the school.
That's great. Robert, the missionary, was teaching chess something that he did for kids on a regular basis, or did it just happen to be lightning in a bottle?
He stumbled into it. Robert was actually trying to minister through soccer to the kids, which makes a lot more sense in Uganda. I mean, that's by far the most popular sport in the country. And it was only that he discovered that some kids either didn't want to play soccer because they didn't favor the game, or that they were concerned about being injured, or whatever it might be. There were some that just watched while the others played, and so he tried to figure out what other sport might appeal to them. And he had played chess growing up in school, and knew the game well enough that he thought he could teach it. And so he offered that to the kids. And again, you know, they had no idea what they were getting themselves into at first. But he started with a group of six that are known as the Pioneers. And those kids ended up teaching the other kids, and so on and so on. And before long, the game had become so popular, and the program had become so big in the Cotway Slum, that Robert gave up the soccer part of his ministering and left that to other people, and took over the chess. And now that chess academy has spawned other chess academies in other slums across Kampala, and then has also spread into other places within Uganda, all over Uganda. So even other places in different countries, neighboring countries around Africa. So it is, it's a program that has a far-reaching impact around that area, and is growing every day.
That's really incredible. How good a chess player are you?
I'm a recreational chess player. I played Fiona once. I tell the story often that I played Fiona once when we were in Russia on that first trip that I told you about, and we played for a few moves, and then Fiona left her queen out in the middle of the board. And I thought, wow, that I can take that queen. And so I grabbed her queen. I thought, wow, I'm a big shot. I've taken the queen of Cotway. And two moves later, she checkmated me. And I looked at her and I said, that was a trap, wasn't it? And she got a big smile on her face and said, yep, that was a trap. And you fell right in. And I knew at that point that I was out of my league, that I was playing with somebody who was at a totally different level of chess.
Well, again, Tim Cruthers is the author of The Queen of Cotway. He's going to be the author for the Friends of the Chapel Hill Libraries Meet the Author Tea Thursday, 4 to 5 p.m. at the Chapel Hill Public Library. It's free. It's open to everyone. You're all invited. You know how great a story this is. You definitely want to come out for this. 3:30 is when refreshments begin, and then the event itself is from 4 to 5. Tim, I want to keep talking to you forever, but we've got to let you go. This is just such an incredible story. Before we let you go, I just have to ask, have you been back to Squid since, and have you gotten as good a story from just random passersby?
That's a great question. I honestly don't know if I have been back to Sweden. that probably was my most recent trip there. I'll tell you this, that anytime someone has come up to me since that day and told me that they have a good story for me, I have made sure to listen, because while I may have been skeptical that day, if I learned anything, and I'm a UNC professor and I've been in the journalism school, I tell my kids this all the time, that if anyone comes up to you and says, I've got a good story for you, you better listen. And even if it's about somebody catching a giant fish, that you listen to that one, and then you listen to the next one, and you listen to the next one, and eventually you're going to hear something like the Queen of Godway, and that's when you gotta jump.
Well, this has been an incredible conversation, and thank you so much. Tim Cruthers, 4 to 5 p.m. on Thursday at the Chapel Hill Public Library, Friends of the Library's monthly Meet the Author Tea. Go there, absolutely free, refreshments, tea. You'll get to meet Tim and hear more about this great story. Tim, thank you so much.
Aaron, it's been my pleasure. Thank you very much.